Okay, time now for us to talk a bit about streams of well-being. And for that, we've got on the telephone line Dr. Rhonda Charles. And I want to welcome Dr. Charles. Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am excellent.
Good. Glad to hear about that. Tell us about streams of well-being for those who have never heard of it.
Streams of well-being. Well, we are a naturopathic health and wellness center. We are located in Erdiston Drive over by Bishop's Court Hill. And we provide a whole host of natural and natural remedies for people who are looking not only to prevent, but to cure any type of ailment that they may have.
Now, Dr. Charles, you are aware that this time that we're living in has been a very stressful one for everybody. And people need to be on top of their health situation and have a sense of understanding that the stress that some people tend to appear as though they're just throwing it over their shoulder, it is still very much a part of the times that we are living in. What are the areas of concern you can see right there for the average person during this time that I know that streams of well-being can help?
Well, the thing about stress is it's called the silent killer, you know, because it is no secret that stress can have a very deleterious effect on your body because it works behind the scenes. So a lot of people who may be going through stress may not even be aware of the effects that it has on their body, because most people think, well, okay, well, I'm not thinking about it. But that's because you're not thinking of it consciously. But your subconscious mind can be dealing with lots of issues. And especially when you sit and you think about things, even though you may not be going through them physically or in that moment, you will find that your body tends to go through them because your body has an automatic response to stress. And over time, this stress response can cause all sorts of issues, because short-term stress response is there to help you if you're in a bad situation. You need to fight or run, you know. So it tends to increase your blood pressure, increase your heart rate. It would increase the blood flow to the brain, to your muscles. But when you have that going on a constant basis, then that long-term effect can have issues, can cause issues like high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, even impotence, and a lot of gastrointestinal issues. So at Streams of Wellbeing, we are here to help you to identify these issues before they become a major concern. Because unfortunately, a lot of people have to wait until they have like a heart attack, mm-hmm. or some sort of issues with their digestive system, or they become diabetic, to realize that stress is affecting their body negatively. So at Streams of Wellbeing, we are able to assist you in identifying these areas before they become problematic.
Good. Now, how can we get in contact with you? I'm sure that you're there on the various platforms, but how can we make that contact with you to maybe have that one-on-one discussion and then to come in and see you?
You can give us a call at 252-0799, and our wonderful Kim is standing by and waiting for you to give us a call, and she can direct you on whatever it is, whether it may be stress that you're going through, whether it may be just have some questions about any type of concern that you may have physically, mentally, or emotionally. Because one of the things that a lot of people do not tend to understand and realize that the emotions can be the root cause of so many ailments that are going on in your body. And identifying what that emotion is and where it falls in line with what is going on with your body. You know, some people have repressed anger, so then you find that they may have liver issues or digestive issues specifically. So identifying your emotions and what is going on there is something as well that we can do at Streams of Wellbeing, so we can help you to worse, better health.
The very fear of getting COVID is one that I'm sure is definitely on the minds of all Barbadians. The children are now back out to school. We are hearing how the children can contract this virus and then take it home to the older members.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to the older members of the family, indeed the children?
The thing about it is, when you're dealing with stress, you're dealing with fear, for example. The fear of catching the virus actually, again, puts you on a vicious cycle, because that fear and that stress will weaken your immune system. Weakening your immune system makes you then susceptible to catching not just COVID, the common cold, flus, and any other virus or bacteria that may be around. Then you are able then for that to go into your system even more quickly because of your suppressed immune system. So having that fear tends to cause the immune system to break down. So especially for the older people, you know, yes, we must make sure that we follow all protocols, especially making sure that you wash your hands, that you wear your mask. But the thing as well with wearing your mask is that you have to make sure that you cope with whatever effects that can happen with you having to wear a mask all the time. You have to make sure then that your body is strong enough still from an immune system aspect. Make sure that your lungs are strong enough, that you're getting enough oxygen when your mask is off. So all of these are things that you still have to look to maintain outside of the protocols, especially older folk. Right? You know, you see the older folk walking around with the mask all the time. So you have to make sure then that when they get home in a safe area, that they get enough oxygen, that they get some exercise to get the lungs going, that they make sure the immune system is boosted. All these are things that you have to ensure is happening. And at Streams of Wellbeing, one of the things that we are ensuring as well, especially through this COVID period, a lot of people have been looking to boost their immune systems and they're taking vitamin C and vitamin D, but everybody's body is different and everybody's immune system responds to things differently. Mm-hmm. So lots of people may have different deficiencies that may be causing their immune system to be weak. Mm-hmm. So identifying which is yours specifically is key. So, you know, yes, you can take all the vitamin C, but perhaps if it was the fact that your gut health was impaired, because remember, 80% of your immune system exists in your gut. So if your gut health is not working properly, your immune system is still impaired no matter how much vitamin C you may be taking. So identifying which aspect of your health needs attention is key. And that's what we do at Streams of Wellbeing. Help you to identify which part of your immune system, which part of your whole body system needs specific attention. So remember, you can give us a call at 252-0799 and just set up an appointment to just come have a chat with us and see what we can help you with and help bring you back to that stream of well-being that exists there, because a lot of people may be a little disconnected from that stream of well-being.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Dr. Rhonda Charles, and we're talking about Streams of Well-Being, and you can give her a call and make sure that you have your appointment. Those persons who go, Dr. Charles, to traditional doctors, and who have had their traditional doctor over time, they will still be welcomed by you. And I'm sure, you know, when you talk about health and wellness, it may be a new angle to look at all the difficulties that we can encounter in this life. But we want to be sure that persons will feel that they can come get an analysis from you and still continue with their traditional doctor.
Of course, because it is about synergistic medicine. It is not one against the other.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has its place. So you'll never hear me say, stop going to your medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, there are certain aspects that each of us have our strengths and our weaknesses in. So it's complementary medicine. So it is all about balance. Yes. And you can, so it is not one or the other. It is both working together synergistically towards your individual good health.
Yes. I heard you mention the whole question of building up your immune system. I think that is what a lot of persons are doing. Is there a danger of going out there and getting an opinion or more than one opinion from friends and family and not thoroughly understanding that their experience may be different from yours? So you don't want to put yourself in danger by necessarily going and trying things that have been recommended to other persons. Just simply call up Streams of Wellbeing and get your own assessment done.
Yes, that's correct. Because as I mentioned before, everybody's body is different. And just because you hear vitamin D can boost your immune system or zinc can boost your immune system, mm-hmm. you go out and you buy zinc and you're taking 50 milligrams of zinc, right. not understanding that zinc and copper are antagonistic to each other. Or you go out and you hear about magnesium right. or calcium is good, not realizing that you must have a balance of the calcium and magnesium within your system. So you're there loading up on one thing, loading up on all the calcium, loading up on all the zinc, and you're creating other issues within the body.
Wow.
So it is that, or you go and you're taking all this vitamin C, not understanding, well, why am I getting diarrhea?
Yes.
Because you are taking too much vitamin C.
You're really overloading.
Yes, you can overload your system. So it is about being what is specific for you as an individual. Perhaps you need only 500 milligrams of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you only need 15 milligrams of zinc. Perhaps you do not need zinc at all.
Wow.
Perhaps it is that if your gut health, if, for example, if your digestive system is not absorbing properly, you could take all the vitamins and minerals, but they're not being absorbed into the bloodstream. They're not going to go where they're supposed to be going because their gut health is impaired. So all of these are things that we look at Streams of Wellbeing to ensure that when you're taking your supplements, when you're eating correctly, that you're actually assimilating the right things. So as I said before, just give us a call at Streams of Wellbeing, and the number is 252-0799, and we are willing and happy to assist you on your path to well-being.
Dr. Charles, I want to thank you for spending this time with us. Again, remind us where you are located.
We are located at Erdison Drive, just off Bishopsport Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Just, if well, everyone knows where the People's Cathedral is or
right.
the Canadian High Commission.
Yes.
We're just obliquely opposite that. And just give us a call and we'll give you directions. And when you come here, everyone says when they get here, they don't want to leave. The surroundings are very, very, very calming, very beautiful surroundings. And you can lie in the hammock and wait.
Wow. That will certainly help with your well-being. Thank
oh,
you
yes,
so very
for
much.
Sure. Thank you so very much, Larry. And to everyone out there, create an absolutely beautiful evening. And that is with the well wishes from Streams of Wellbeing.